Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you on a Touchdown Tuesday for the Cleveland Browns here. Training camp day number 13 in the books here in Berea. Technically the 14th day, but really because one of those was a walkthrough. I'm calling it day 13, Notorious. I'm just sticking with that myself because that's really the 13th day right. For the fans here. Yeah. So a good day in the books, and obviously the big question, everybody wants to know what's going to happen Monday night when the Browns travel to Washington to take on the Redskins. Will Johnny Manziel start? He did work with the first team offense today, and we're going to get into all the news of the day. Rex Grossman has been signed. Tyler Thigpen, the Browns were not getting Thiggy with it. They have released him, and so Rex Grossman now the third quarterback on this team's depth chart. Connor Shaw remains here, Johnny and Brian Hoyer. But Coach Patton addressed the media and laid out his plan for the quarterbacks. We're going to give you right now his entire post-practice presser on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Okay, we'll open it up.
Explain your thinking on signing Grossman.
We're always going to be in a situation where we feel if we can make the roster better, that we'll go ahead and make that move. He's a guy that's very familiar with Kyle's system. We appreciated what Tyler did for us, but we just felt that we wanted to get Rex in here and just to see where he was and what he could do.
Why not go after Grossman first before I think that?
I'm not going to get into the specifics of the why behind stuff. I mean, there's a lot of factors involved, but we wanted to give Tyler an opportunity. We did, and we felt it was time to go ahead and take a look at Rex.
Do you expect to keep three quarterbacks?
Haven't gotten to that. I think that will also depend on where we are with the rest of the roster. You get a guy that you absolutely want to keep. Connor Shaw will get some time as we go on, more likely in the fourth game to kind of see where he is in a game setting, because you have options. Okay, do you keep your third quarterback on the practice squad, or is he a guy that's schooled up and then he's on the street, or is it do you keep him on the 53? You have some choices, and those are decisions that are all down the road for us.
Mike, do you and Kyle view Grossman as a personal mentor to Johnny in this offense?
I don't think so. I think he'll help the whole room. Maybe not just Johnny, but it's a guy that I think has been in it now for, this will be his maybe 60, or I don't know the exact number. But I think he'll help that whole room, just as far as the stuff that he's gone through with a lot of the plays that he knows the system as well as he does, and he'll be able to give him a quarterback's perspective instead of just the coach's perspective.
Is there any part of it that says these guys aren't far enough along and they need someone like that?
Absolutely not.
A lot of coaches like had a presence in the quarterback room. Is there a difference between what Hoyer brings because he's never really been a full-time starter and then what Rex brings because he's
never had Brian's in a unique situation. He does have years in the league, but it's hard to put that veteran label on him because he doesn't have that many career starts. So it's in some aspects he is a veteran because he's been around for so long in the league, but closer to being a rookie just as far as the number of snaps he's taken in live game situations.
I got to ask this just for clarity. Does this make Hoyer expendable?
No, absolutely not.
And one change you made on your second depth chart has...
We put out a second depth chart?
It was released earlier today. Marquise Gray is now listed under the tight ends. Is that an oversight or what?
No, he's really both. He's bounced back and forth. When Jordan got hurt, he went back and took some reps there. So he was kind of split in practice between fullback and tight end. And we're very pleased with the progress of Ray Agnew. He's playing well, more of a traditional fullback. I think that just opens up our options as far as what we can do down the road.
Is Rex one of those guys that, from what Kyle tells you, is he one of those great locker room guys, one of those great room guys, mentoring and teaching and helping?
He is, and that's why Tyler was a lot like that too. So that's why it was a difficult thing. But Rex kind of has that presence as well, that he's functioned well when he's been out there for Kyle. But at the same time, he is a good presence in the locker room, and more importantly, in the quarterback room.
Have you decided yet who will start at quarterback?
No, we're going to make that decision on the off day.
Mike, what of the younger receivers that you have, the undrafted guys?
I think Gabriel has showed up. He was a guy that got nicked up in the spring a little bit, and we never really got a chance to evaluate him. He's shown that it's not too big for him. That he's not afraid to go up there against whether it's Joe Hayden or Whitner or any of those guys. That he's not afraid of a challenge. Won't back down. I think Willie Snead's has flashed some production for us, has done some good things, did well in the scrimmage. I mean, I think that Charles Johnson, he's starting to get a little bit more consistent. I think he was in the beginning was a little inconsistent. He's starting to show improvement. Made a nice catch over the middle today.
Mike, what do you like? I know you mentioned Agnew's been playing well. What do you specifically like about what you've seen from him? And would you prefer to maybe have a more of a traditional fullback when it's all said and done in this offense?
Yeah, there's a toughness element with him that he brings. He's not going to back down to anybody. We did a half-line drill today, and he had a lot of kick-out blocks, and he wasn't afraid to stick his face in there against our guys on defense. And his ability to run the ball in short yardage, I think he's shown that ability as well. He's been solid out of the backfield catching the ball. So that's, you can do some things with a traditional fullback, but again, it's all going to come down. It's all going to come down to the roster decisions at the end. How we want that group to look, whether it's four tight ends or a fullback, you know, Gray kind of bouncing back and forth. So those are all questions we'll have to answer.
Well, Mike, we're going to talk with Dowell Loggins later today, scheduled to. When you look back, do you look back and chuckle about that interview he did with the Arkansas radio station? That kind of wrote a bunch of stories and all. How do you guys?
Oh yeah, he's on that? He paid his penance for that. We made him wear a visor that said "I'm a dummy" for a day during the spring, the walkthrough, and took a picture of it and put it up in the team meeting. So he learned a valuable lesson. That it does it wherever when you think you are, and it's comfortable, and it's back home, and there's small radio station, and not that many listeners. That not too many things are sacred nowadays. That I mean, everything's going to get out. So I think he learned from it, and we laughed about it. He came to me today and warned me that he was doing media. So
we didn't think we'd ever see him.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious about the visor?
Yeah, it's hanging in his office right now. He's waiting for somebody else to screw up so he can pass it on to somebody else.
Hey, Coach, you said you'd like to name a starter by the third preseason game. Are you ahead, behind, or right on that schedule?
We're on schedule. I think we're on schedule with that.
Can you explain a little more what you mean when you said yesterday that a guy has to earn the start in the second preseason?
No, it was Johnny's going to get reps with the ones. Just to me, the factor of starting the game, I think is a little bit overblown in the situation because they're both going to get. We're going to try to balance the reps with the ones in the game. So I don't think it was anything that Brian came in ahead, and it's a little overrated. You know, who trots out there for the first time.
So do you think there's enough first team reps in the second preseason game, probably through the first half, that if Brian plays the first quarter, you think Johnny can still get that really good work in the second quarter if that's how you choose to do it?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll do it by quarters. We want to make sure that they're both getting reps, so it might be more of a – we haven't decided on how to do it. So we'll see when we meet on the off day, just because it's – I think there's a lot of options on the table. We'll have to get that sorted out, how we want to do it.
Could it be by series?
Could be, but I don't know if that's – it's hard to get in a rhythm if it is by series. So that'll be one of the things we discuss.
So do you still think
how do you think Austin's playing?
I think we're very pleased. He's done a great job off the field, taking care of his body. We've monitored his reps, and I think he feels good where he is right now physically. And I think the Coach Ricci and Joe Sheehan feel good as well. So it's something we'll still continue to keep an eye on him. And then, you know, he's a veteran guy. He'll know the system. If we have to give him a day off during the season, we've had guys on those types of plans before, because the biggest thing will be making sure he's available on Sunday.
Mike, the game in Detroit shattered the ratings record for an NFL Network program. Do you think it was because of your first game or Johnny's?
My first game, absolutely. No, it's not a surprise to hear that. It's, I think, the phenomenon still surprises all of us, but it's we want attention on this team because we're a good football team and we're winning games. It's nice to have the media attention here, but we want to get to the point where it's for the right reasons.
Mike, can you tell about Joe Bitonio? One game now in the NFL. How did he look to you when you looked at that film?
He was good. You know, some rookie mistakes, but I think if you asked him, he'd feel feel pretty good about the performance, kind of getting that first one under his belt, going against some pretty good defensive tackles. So he was certainly did not look out of place out there.
Do you expect Gilbert to be able to play?
We do. He should practice tomorrow. Yeah. He did some light individual work today. He should practice tomorrow.
How important is it for a guy like that at that kind of position to get some live reps in?
Yeah, he needs to play. It's not just that position. It's all of them. As I've said before, there's no substitute for live game repetitions. You can practice all you want. Walk through all you want, but you gotta play. And until you can get out there and kind of see how guys react, you're never going
to
know.
Veterans may be different, but is Burleson running out of time to show something to you guys?
No, he's injured, so it's tough now to get a true evaluation. But we felt good about where he was before he got nicked up. So. Hopefully we can get him back there soon. We're hopeful that it can be later this week.
Mike, Chris Obenio kind of had that Marquise Gray type of role on this team the last couple of years. What have you seen from him? Where do you think he fits in the whole fullback, running back?
Yeah, the strength, I think, is his versatility, that he can play the fullback. I think that comes more into play when you trim the roster all the way down and you only have a limited number of guys on offense, and you need a fullback, and you need a third down back, and you need a guy that can get you out of a game at tailback. So, and he's pretty good on special teams for Chris Tabor as well. So I think that the versatility is something that's it's one of the reasons why he's been able to stick in this league for so long.
Mike, when you're deciding on your start in this Washington game, how important is it for you to sort of stay true to the depth chart that, you know, Brian is ahead right now, he's still number one on the depth chart, even though you want to see Johnny? Do you feel committed to kind of staying true to that process?
I don't know if I can just answer that till we sit down with those guys, on everybody involved in the decision on the off day. I mean, we're all going to have an opinion on how we want to handle it, but I think it's not going to be anything earth shattering. The bottom line coming out of the game is they both should get close to equal reps with the ones, no matter who starts.
I know Rex has been your mentor. You don't have any
Rex Ryan or Rex Grossman.
Rex Ryan.
We're talking about Rex today.
Any plans to pull a Rex Ryan and switch the tables and pull one of us up there, dude?
No, not happening.
Did you see he did that?
To who did he pick? That's what I want to know. If I had to bet, that would have been who I would have bet money on.
The competition today, was that just a one play at the end?
Yeah, it was one play, fourth and one, game on the line.
Does Bryant anything serious?
No, we just kind of bumped up his scheduled day off. He's got something that's just bugging him a little bit. He's going to get it checked out today. It's nothing major, but we just bumped up his day off so he could get evaluated.
That was Browns head coach Mike Pettine. A lot to digest there, but certainly the plan for Monday night. It sounds like both Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel will get time with the first team offense. They will split those reps about equally. A starter will be named for that game on Thursday. Also address the addition of Rex Grossman, someone who's very familiar with the Kyle Shanahan offense, in it for the better part of five seasons, one in Houston, four in Washington. So he knows that offense very, very well, and somebody who can come in and help out as the Tyler Thigpen experiment unfortunately did not go as planned. We want to get your reaction to a lot. First 45 minutes, we had Armonte Bryant, yeah. We had Peter King from Sports Illustrated, and we had the head coach Mike Pettine of the Browns, and now we want to have you. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, for those of you who don't like
and,
the 0850.
And tweet us.
And tweet us at Browns underscore daily, at VICCARUCCI, Vic Carucci, at Nathan Zagura, and we'll talk to you guys as well. But let's get your questions in, let's get on the phone lines, and we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.